Amen. And the old country preacher gets a standing ovation from his congregation. Amen. Now listen, you see how easy kids can get swayed? They get swayed. And that's what the devil's doing to them in America. I want you to listen to me now. If you want to find out what where somebody's heart is, just kick their idols. And that's what we've done here. We kicked their idols. You know, if somebody worships a God and you come up and kick it, they're going to get upset. Amen? Like we get upset when they cuss our God and use Jesus' name as a cuss word. Tonight, I want everybody to get a seat, settle down. In just a minute, we're going to bring a message. And I want you to get your Bibles. Everybody get the Bible. Listen, if there's a voice speaks to you and says you need to get up and go outside, don't you dare. You sit right here. Don't move. Don't get up. Do not go out. You can sit here for just a few minutes. We're not through. We got something planned for you in just a little bit. Everybody get your Bible. If somebody don't, besides you don't have one, share and turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. You're looking at Mark chapter number 5. We're looking at Mark chapter 5. We're also going to be looking this evening in the book of Luke chapter 8. Mark chapter 5, Luke chapter 8. I want you to listen to me now. Do not go out, I'm telling you again, unless you have to, it's emergency. You listen to what we're getting ready to say. Everything else can wait. For several years, and especially the last few months, the Lord put a message on my heart trying to help young people understand how Satan gets in your life.
Yeah.
What I'm getting ready to say tonight, I don't think I've ever been more serious than what I'm getting ready to say. As a matter of fact, I've asked God and I hope that He'll take my heart, thoughts, and somehow get them to you, because I don't know of words that can say what I want to say tonight. I'm preaching to you on doors to Satan. Doors to Satan. Understand me before I read the scripture. You don't have to open a door in your life for the devil to be in it. You're born a sinner. You're born a sinner. You have a sin nature when you're born. That's why when you're little, boys and girls, that's why it's so easy to do wrong. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to do something wrong? And it's so hard to do right. It's because you're born with a sin nature. So you've got to understand that you're born naturally inclined. But something happens to some people. Ozzy Osbourne did not always be like he is now. There had to be a point in his life where he opened up and let Satan come in and possess him. Your sin nature's already there. But if you can open your heart and wait and let Satan possess you. We've all heard of demonic possession. People say, do you believe in it, preacher? Of course, absolutely. The Bible teaches it. The word demon is not in the King James Bible. Because originally the word demon could be good or bad. But so when I use that phrase, you understand what I'm talking about. The Bible calls it unclean spirits. So when I say unclean spirit, in your way of thinking, you understand that it's what the movies say, demonic possession. I'll guarantee you tonight, there's kids in this room that I can't say may be possessed, but are strongly under the influence of demonic spirits. And I'm going to show you. I got to looking in the Bible, and I said, God, what is the sign of it? Watch this. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Verse 2. Mark chapter 5. And verse number 2. And And I'm going to bring you a little introduction and then bring you the message. Sit real still. Don't get up. Mark chapter number 5. And when he was come out of the ship, this is Jesus, verse 2, immediately there met him a man out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Kids, listen to me. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he had said unto him, "Come out of him, you unclean spirit." Luke chapter 8, this same fella, Luke chapter number 8. And look at Luke chapter 8. And look at verse 27. Same man. Now look at this, kids. This is the holy word of God. The Bible is infallible. Not only in its historical acts or prophecy or doctrine, it's infallible in its definition of terms. When the Bible, there's a law of first mention in the Bible. And however something's first mentioned in the Bible, it takes that same meaning on throughout history. For example, the word beer. There's not a store in Morgan that knows where the word beer come from. It come from the book of Numbers. It means a well. And it set the precedent as a drink throughout history. Anytime the Bible says something, it's infallible and sets a precedent that man can't change. And its definition of terms. Look at Luke chapter 7 about this man who was possessed. Verse 27. And when he went forth to land, there met him a man of a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tomb. Why'd the Holy Spirit put that in there? All right. By introduction, I'm giving you 7 signs from the infallible Word of God. I've never heard this give just like I'm getting ready to give it, but the Lord give me this. And you listen to me, kids, because what you don't realize is when you turn that TV on or you put that stereo on or you stick that CD in, you know what you're doing? You're tapping. You're tapping in. If you open that door tonight after it got dark, every bug around here would be drawn into this building when they'd see these lights. You can open a door in your life at an early age in which things come in. The 3 best ways to open the door of your life, are you listening, are sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Say amen, Christian. Brother, this world's going to hell 90 miles an hour tonight. And it's because many young people, somewhere when they was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, young man stood right here this evening, said when he was about 12 years old, he got drunk. And he said the first time he got drunk, everything changed in his life from that moment on. It does something. It does something. You're not fooling with something that you can just quit or lay down anytime you want to. You're messing with something that's bigger than you are. And the spirits will come and enter into your life. 7 signs. I am not saying that everybody that has any of these things is possessed of devils. I am saying they're under demonic influence. And you know what I've got to back me up? I've got a book that was written before your grandpa was here. And never has missed it one time. The 1611 King James Bible that is God's infallible, inspired, inerrant word of the living God. That's who I got backing me up tonight. He said, "Danny Castle, you ain't nothing." You're absolutely right. But brother, this book and this God, I'm telling you about something. And you better listen to it. Here we go. These seven things. You listen to me, teenagers. If any of these seven things are in your life, you are getting contacted by evil spirits. Number one, they are fascinated with death. Death is a fascination. That's why death metal music is popular. That's why they want to wear the color black. That represents death, black clothes. That's why it was in the tombs, the Bible said. That's why all the killing. You know why Hollywood has murders and murders and murders and murders and murder? Their demonic influences inspiring them to put that on the screen. They're fascinated with death. You know why Hollywood's so popular? Because it promotes death. Suicide talk. When you start thinking, I just want to die, I just want to kill myself, and you start having these thoughts of suicide, you are under the influence of a spirit. There's 100 young people in here tonight that probably thought, why don't you just kill yourself and end it all? That's a sure sign that an evil spirit is messing with your life. Number two, you listening? He was out of control. Verse 3 said, no man could tame him. You could not control him. How many times if I had mamas come up to me and say, preacher, pray for my daughter. I can't do one thing with her. She has no respect. She laughs in my face. She threatens to leave, so I'll give in and give her way. And that young lady, she may think she's pretty, and she may think she deserves to be homecoming queen, but there is a spirit uglier than a frog inside her controlling her. Say amen. They are out of control. Hey girls, you look real pretty and you got your makeup on. You got something like a frog inside you. Looks like a frog. Unclean spirit in the book of Revelation. They're in here tonight. They're trying to hinder this place. They're watching me right now. I don't know this for a fact, but I know what's happened in the past. That could be why it's so cold outside. Because of what I'm preaching tonight. You think I'm crazy? See me after the service and I'll back it up. They don't like God's truth to be preached. They hate what we're doing in here tonight. They want to take you all to hell. They're out of control. If your mom and daddy can't do nothing with you, you need to get in this altar tonight and get your heart right with God. There's something got to hold you bigger than you are. They're out of control. Preacher, I can't do nothing with him. Not only that, the next sign you're possessed or messing with an evil spirit is you get your days and nights mixed up. You want to stay up all night long and sleep all day. Mark it down. And always, the book said, he was in the mountains and tombs crying. He didn't matter if it was daylight. It didn't matter if it's dark. He's got his days and nights mixed up. I heard of a young man not long ago, very rarely goes to bed before 5:30 in the morning and gets up at 5:30 or 6 in the evening. That's not normal. That's not natural. I understand teenagers like to sleep late, and I'm not saying that's demons, but I am telling you this. When a person constantly wants to stay up all night long and sleep all day, they're done hooked up with the wrong bunch, buddy. And every rock and roller's like that. We're going to party all night. Amen. Ain't that right? They're messing with devils. God made the daylight to wake up and stay up in, and he made the night time to rest. That's what the Bible says. Not only that, listen to me. The way you know a kid's messing with demonic spirits is they like to cut themselves. They cut themselves. They'll take a knife or something and carve their boyfriend's initials in their arm or on their hand. Demon power. I don't understand why anybody would want to cut themselves. You know, when I was in sin, I'd cut up with the best of them. I liked life and have a good time, but somehow or another, my idea of a good time never was cutting myself. It hurts. Why is people running around Marilyn Manson, standing on stage, takes a piece of glass and go, like, listen, man, the fool do something like that. Why would you want to do something like that? Why would you want to? Don't you get mad at me. I'm backing this up from the book. Why would you go take somebody and say, I'm going to pay you money and lay my tongue out, drive a nail through my tongue? You're crazy. You're crazy. I don't care who said it looks pretty. You're a nut. When I drive my tongue like that, Father, it's awful. What the book said, they cut theirself. That's an infallible interpretation. Something wrong with somebody on dial a nail through their tongue. You know, when I bite my tongue, it swells up, and for days I just pet it, and I won't eat on that side, and everything. It hurts. I can't stand it. I ain't in this pain business. I don't see what people get out of hurting themselves and cutting themselves. You take somebody a little needle, stick it in you, and put you a tattoo on you, the Holy Ghost didn't tell you to do that. God never told you to do that. God never told nobody to put a mark on their skin. As a matter of fact, He told those Old Testament Jews, don't even mark your skin. You say, well, boy, I'm mad at you. Well, you got people ahead of you. You'll never make it to me. And I ain't trying to win no popularity contest. I'm trying to tell you how you hooked up with evil spirits. What in the world? How do you wash that thing in there? Got a big shiny booger in their nose. Big shiny diamond booger. I mean, take your toothbrush and reach up in there and clean it once in a while. Not only that. Not only that. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what the book says. Not only that. Listen to me. When a person is possessed by evil spirits, they are obsessed with Jesus Christ. That's why they wear crosses around their neck. They don't love Him. They don't know Him. They're obsessed with Him. When he saw Jesus, he ran and fell down and worshipped Him. But it wasn't true worship. It wasn't real. There wasn't nothing to it. He was possessed of a spirit. Them spirits are impressed and obsessed with Jesus Christ. That's why that's why Marilyn Manson stands up and rips a Bible out of him. He's possessed. Look at that. He wear no clothes. Everybody who goes to spring break in college is hooking up with demon powers. Amen. You can just like it, lump it, bump it, jump it, choke on it. When you go on earth and you want to strip your clothes off and walk around naked, it's a devil making you do that. God said for you to be clothed in modest apparel. And you girls, look, you know what a two-piece bathing suit is? It's colored underwear. And that's all it is, colored underwear. You might as well just walk around in your underwear. Say amen right there. You go out in public like that, it's the devil making you do it. God don't make you do that. God don't make you do that. The devil does. I'm just telling you what it says. He wear no clothes. The devil make you want to take your clothes out in public where people can see you. And then the last one was, he abides not in any house. He don't want to live at home. She wants to move out and get her own place. That's what it said, buddy. I didn't write the book. Listen, when you girls get upset, you 17, 18-year-old girls need your own apartment about like you need three more holes in your head. Don't you understand the devil make you get out there and the next thing you know, listen, you stay right there with your mom and daddy and let them pay the bills. Amen? That's their job. And you live underneath that mom and daddy till God sends you the right man and march down the aisle and live with him. And that's what God wants you to do. It is. Sure. You just heard it. By the way, let me say this. I hope y'all ain't in no hurry. I'm going to say this and then I'll get right in the video. You know something? Young people, if you don't believe you're tricked by the devil, you need to understand what I'm getting ready to show you here. Did you know something? I've heard kids say, I want to get out and get myself because I'm tired of going by mom and daddy's rules.
Yeah.
Why do I have to be home at 11? Why do I have to be home at 11:30? Why can't I go where I want, when I want, with who I want? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move out and get me a place so that I can just get up when I want and nobody's going to tell me what to do. You know what? Check with them in 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you go over at their house, they say, well, look, I've got to go to bed. I've got to get up and go to work in the morning. And they go to bed on their own by 10:30. Because they got to get up at 5:30 to get ready to go to work. Listen, nut, can't you figure out what's going on? The devil's put worse rules on you than your mom and daddy have. You say, well, my mom and daddy won't let me wear my shorts, skirts, and stuff. And mom and daddy won't let me show my belly. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to go out there and you're going to get with some old boy who's a jerk. And the next thing you know, he's going to control your life and be so jealous that he won't let you wear a short skirt. And he won't let you show your belly button. And you ain't doggone if you ain't right back in the same mess you was in at home. That's why the devil do you. Yeah! Everything you break away from home, the devil will enslave you right out there, and it'll be wrong when you do it. He's tricking you. He's tricking you. Best thing you could do here tonight would be to hunker up to mom and dad and get in this altar and say, God, I want to live for you. Protect me from doors to Satan. Now you're going to see some very controversial stuff now. The purpose of this is to show kids how Satan enters your life. Go ahead, get the lights. All right, back on just a second, brother. One second. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. Watch what the rock and roll song says. Watch this. Wow. It said backwards, open the door and let Satan in. Here's a woman going into a trance, getting possessed. That was a demon voice speaking through her.
On the name of that race will be...
You see that? Listen to this.
So, accept your denial that you are God.
The demon says you can't deny that you are God. Remember what I read to you a moment ago. Now watch it, kids. Watch this guy get possessed. This is real. This is not fake. They tell him where criminals are. They tell him who killed people. See that guy? He says, Hell, Satan.
Those were the words of Night Stalker.
Get some of that low off of it, brothers.
Ramirez is the Satan worshiper who now sits on California's death row after being convicted of 13 brutal murders.
What's making these kids kill their parents? What's making them do all these crazy things in the name of Satan? You see the pentagram carved in his hand.
Manhattan Beach, California.
What's this? There were satanic things going on at this school that keeps children
playing sexual games, drinking blood, and eating feces. In a trial that many say was botched, none of the defendants was found guilty. But 7 of the 12 jurors said they believed the children had been abused. And virtually every expert familiar with...
Nobody went to jail. Nobody was prosecuted of the Satanist. Watch it.
Silver satanic cult forced Esther to endure repeated ritualistic attacks on her body.
This girl was raised in a satanic home.
Circle, and I was put in the middle of the circle, and there was a fire around me. During that part, I was told I was being married to Satan and being the child of Satan forever, and that kind of stuff. And then I was pulled out to the front of the circle beyond the fire, and then raped by the men in the cult.
Mama, look at this.
It's actually a closet and a welded wire cage in the bottom of the cage.
would be opened. That would be how I would be put in it and suspended in a closet. And it was a very simple thing that they did. They just set a board inside the door and then dumped a bunch of snakes in on the floor, which I could see. They were probably even harmless snakes, but I was a child. And
dumped snakes in the closet with her to scare her into becoming a Satanist.
She underwent years of therapy.
Listen to this girl.
She can talk calmly about the years of abuse she suffered at the hands of her Satan-worshipping parents.
I remember being drugged out of bed at midnight and taken to this dark cemetery where they would have rituals going on, satanic services, various things. And there'd be people chanting and the black robes. And I remember one of the first experiences as a teenager where I watched them sacrifice a little boy. And
thousands of teens are turning their backs on Christianity and joining witches' covens.
See the MTV? Movies and Hollywood.
Attract boyfriends or girlfriends and get rich. The secretary, president at Imam, for example, consumers can find more than 1,850 books on witchcraft. And in addition, hundreds of websites are dedicated to charm teenagers every time a particularly exciting episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer airs on TV.
See, you open the door, kids, you don't realize it.
Witchcraft.
There's Britney Spears on a magazine with a witchcraft article in it. Who do you think sets up little things like that?
Ghosts, Time series, which has undoubtedly contributed to the practice of magic as being the
wing apprehension.
Watch this. This is a cult meeting in Oregon. I want you to watch what happened to these people as they get possessed.
Psychiatric social workers, people who...
Your style, your past, your knowledge, your ideas, your conditionings, your personality. Only by destroying you, I can give you a new birth.
They follow this guy like he's God. Watch how he lays hands on them. And then I'm going to show you what's going on in religion.
The power.
That's not scripture, people. These people are getting the wrong spirit.
A new man. One who is happy.
And yet it's not just crazy people in cults. What's that? I've seen people act just like that in church. Yes, sir, I'm telling it right. Look at that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Renewer now, Lord.
It's ought to, in my opinion, be done.
I'm not saying those people are demon-possessed. I'm saying the Bible don't say that the Holy Spirit makes you act like that. Watch how the cults do it. They work themselves into a frenzy, and then something takes over their mind. They kick their brain into neutral.
The mindless man.
The mindless man, ladies and gentlemen, where the devil can come in.
They lose all connection with anybody else. And Bhagwan goes by.
Membership in that group.
Look here what goes on in the Philippines and Yugoslavia.
Celebrate their
to show their dedication and their faith. These young men, look what they do.
People are Muslims, so they do.
Remember what I read to you a minute ago? See how he's doing? Something ain't right somewhere, buddy. Something's got a hold of that guy.
Go with it.
That's what the demon-possessed man did in Mark chapter 5. Look at this. Lord have mercy.
Very serious, overwhelming infections which can lead to death in a matter of days.
Leap to the ground to be truly successful.
These guys bungee jump and let their head graze the ground just to show that they're becoming a man and true to their faith. Look at this. In the Philippines, they actually crucify people on crosses to prove to them that they're living for God.
Punishment for their lack of faith, and that the only way they could protect...
You say, I'm people's crazy! Yeah, it's here in America, brother. Don't you doubt it.
Doubt.
Just to prove their faith.
And the physical part of them is not the real part.
But Johnson lit.
See this fellow
here? Hot coals.
I want you to look at him. He is a man of Satan. He claims that Satan is his master. What you just saw him do there a minute ago was lick hot coals. And now he's going to burn. You saw him burning himself there in fire. There's another story in the Bible about a man who was possessed, and it said it cast him into the water and into the fire. The Holy Ghost wrote that as an infallible dictionary to show us what possession
young people
is.
Stick safety pins.
There's America.
To their body.
The man of Satan and claims
watch
his
it.
Power comes from evil spirits. If somebody's...
You see that?
It shall not hurt.
There's in church in Georgia and Kentucky. The Bible don't say stick yourself in fire. The Bible don't say burn yourself. This man's rolling across India to get right with God.
A total of 2,500.
2,000 miles. While the devil looks back and laughs. My soul. But look what's in America.
Kingston, Georgia. Thousands in America believe that handling deadly poisonous snakes will bring them closer to God.
A snake is a picture of Satan. We are not supposed to play with them. We are not supposed to sympathize with them. We're not supposed to say they're beautiful. Say amen right there. Don't you let the Discovery Channel brainwash you.
Ritual springs.
God didn't mean for us to bring snakes in church and play with them. That's the wrong spirit.
Extreme suffering.
Look here how they crucify these boys and think it gets them right with God.
Good Friday in the Philippines, there is this beautiful tradition which we call the crucifixion. And in imitation of the...
They walk across the country, they beat them and drive crown of thorns in their head, and then drive nails in their hands. See there? And they think the Lord is pleased with that. They're obsessed with Jesus. Obsessed. My, how it must grieve the heart of God as He looks down and says, I've already done that for you. 2,000 years ago He paid that price. He don't want you to roll around in the floor or stick a sword through your jaw or try to cut yourself to try to please Him. That's Satan, kids. That's not what the Lord wants. Jesus paid it all 2,000 years ago on Calvary, and He died for your sins so that you could have life and have it more abundantly. My soul. But listen to this.
The energy coming around me, it's sort of like, not like sticking your finger in a wall socket, but something less than that.
He said there's an energy around him. My. Think about that.
Yeah, if it is for real, you'll be opening up doors that are meant
to be
closed, just like I did. And eventually, you'll have spirit entities controlling you.
Encounter.
He said if you're not careful, you'll be opening up doors. You've caught that theme through the service tonight, haven't you? Somewhere or another, Ozzy Osbourne opened a door. Harry Potter opened a door. Somewhere or another, people get to a point. It might be the first time you went to a party. It might have been the first time you met with sex before you were married. You open a door for Satan to get inside you. I've told you before, God made your sexual desires pure and clean to start with, but it's just like a fire. At my house, I got a fireplace. And in that fireplace is wonderful. It's beautiful. It keeps you warm. It's pretty to look at. It's all of that stuff. But outside of that fireplace, it'll burn the house down. And that's the way your lust is, kids. God made a fireplace. It's called marriage. He expects you to keep the fire in the fireplace, because outside of that fireplace, it'll burn your life up. Watch it. What happened?
To Emmanuel, he appeared, as he still does, as a being of golden light.
They saw a being of golden light, and the nuts thought it was an angel.
Down to my feet, and they just start speaking from there. They speak through me. I step aside. And because I step aside, that is why I go into a trance state.
She lets the devil come in.
Possible that I can mean a portion of my energy body steps aside.
Did you hear that?
Leaving the portion that keeps the heart going.
Opening the door.
And everything there.
One day a friend was leading me through a meditation, and I sensed an energy in the room.
And to make a long story short, the energy was very loving, very benevolent, and I got a sense that it wanted to drop in to my body. And this is real self up.
And various entities began
speaking
through me, initially speaking in my head, and then eventually taking over to such a degree they were using my vocal cords and...
Hear what he said? He said, at first they were speaking in my head. Jimi Hendrix had that problem. Marilyn Manson's had that problem. The man who wrote that movie, A Beautiful Mind, I saw an interview or read it in a paper or something, and it said, he said, it all come as voices in my head. He said, it's like I get phone calls in my head. And then eventually, instead of just talking to you, they begin to talk through you. You kids listen?
Like in control of me. And it was more or less a voluntary thing. But as time passed, I realized that it was getting much, much easier for them to slip in and out. We used to call it human beings have a door.
Listen.
That will keep other spirit beings out. And in most people's cases, the door is locked and barred and stapled shut and roped shut and sealed. And they said in my case, it was virtually hanging off the hinges.
He said, human beings have a door. And he said, if you keep other spirits out of you if you keep it shut. But when you open that door, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you open yourself up to something that's a lot harder to get rid of than it
in
was
German.
To get in.
And the entity, without missing a beat, stops its sentence with the other person.
Listen.
Turned and addressed him in flawless German, and then turned.
He said that guy was speaking perfect German, and then turned right around and spoke English again and didn't even know German.
But the entity was able to switch in and out of the other language immediately.
My soul. Look at that. Listen.
To be like it was a great privilege to eat the bodies.
They had to eat dead bodies.
To kill. They treated me like I was being given a great gift.
They're obsessed with death.
Treated me like I was being given a great gift when they gave me a part of her body that I had to eat.
Person.
This young man's in prison tonight, kids. He's on death row. When he was 17 years old, he went into his mom and daddy's room one night, took a gun, put it to his parents' head.
March 6, 1986, dressed in black underwear and a black hooded cape, Sean tiptoed into his parents' bedroom as they slept, pulled out a .44 Magnum revolver, shot them both in the head. Later, he went back to their room, looked at the dead bodies, and laughed. What could have driven a young...
He went back to the room and laughed after murdering his parents. I see a lot of you praying. I know that God's already speaking to people. God's put this on my heart. There's probably more lost people in this service here tonight than we, any of us, have been around in a long time. What could make a young man? What gets a hold of the rock singers?
Silence.
Watch. What gets a hold of them?
On the outside, they looked like...
What happened to that little boy?
But the real story was different.
Wonder how he got messed up so bad. He was a little sweetheart. Look at there. I will serve only Satan.
And he drank his blood regularly.
He was in high school. But here's how you get possessed. That's not normal. See the devil playing the drums with the horns? And the man's got something got a hold of him.
It's going on here as well. What?
Look at this right here.
Most importantly.
AC/DC says I get possessed when I go on stage. This fellow right here, they arrested him. And at his concerts, they have a mock crucifixion. They don't have the Titanic going down. They don't have the stupid Koran and some religion that they try to tell you is the same as Christianity on the news nowadays. Lord, have mercy, people. He's after the Bible. That's what he don't like. Watch. See the malt crucifixion?
Broad group, the Huns, was cut short when police arrested the group.
Look to your right on the screen.
Instead, charged with inciting a riot, this incident becomes the latest in a young and sordid career that has featured not only the standard spewing forth of obscenities and hate, but has also included mock crucifixion.
There it is, look.
Ridicule of God in prayer.
ACDC says, somebody's got a hold of me. I become possessed. When I get on stage, I don't doubt that one bit. I believe it. You know who this is? Look at that little boy. You say, well, he looks like a little Sunday school boy. That's Marilyn Manson. When it was Brian Warner, they showed me his. I preached in his hometown 3 weeks ago, and they brought the school annual and showed me a little picture like that. Something happened to him between then and now. My soul. What you're getting ready to see is real. This is not fake. Luiz lives near Brazil. They've had experts examine this boy. His dad was into metaphysics and the occult. When he was a young man, he was in one of these meetings, and energy spirits started taking over his body. Now, the truth is, some of you young people here have felt that same spirit while listening to rock and roll, and especially if you drink. If you drink alcohol or smoke pot, that makes it about 50 times your doors more open. And then when you start messing around with sex, that just you're throwing the doors wide open for Satan. He has artists from the past channel through him. Leonardo da Vinci come through him, and he paints pictures in 5 minutes that would take hours for anybody to do with his eyes closed, and does it even in the dark, only allowing light for this viewing. Watch.
His eyes remain shut during the entire paintings.
The whole time his eyes are shut. There's the painting. Left-handed.
Music.
Upside down. Listen.
Recognize the familiar long neck and tubular face.
Signs it upside down, Modigliani.
Here's the signature, Modigliani. Amadeo Modigliani, born July 12, 1884, and died in 1920.
That fellow died in 1920. And they say his spirit coming through that boy, drawing his paintings. It looks just exactly like his paintings. Now, let me just clear up something right here. When somebody claims something like this, that is not Modigliani coming through that boy. Modigliani's in heaven or hell right now. You hear me? John Edwards on TV and that show Crossing Over, that ain't a nothing in the world but getting in touch with devil spirits. That is not your grandma. That is not your dead relatives. There's nobody back yonder in heaven or hell going to talk to you. There's nobody in that spirit world going to come back and have a conversation with you. They're in hell or they're in heaven, and it's demons impersonating them. You mark it down. That's to fool you, to make you think the Bible ain't true. Watch as the spirits control this poor boy.
Six.
Watch. Two hands at once, a different artist in each hand, and a different picture. You tell me a person can do that? You're crazy.
Two faces at once, a different artist in each hand.
My Lord.
We ask Luke.
Listen to his testimony.
It's spiritual, it's metaphysic. Reincarnation and many things.
He's turned reincarnation and the metaphysical.
Totally involved by a strange force, and I got paralyzed. And because of this, my mother felt that I was going. And they thought that I'd be right.
Because... Watch.
Pain in my arms.
He said it felt like a pain in his arms.
That the pain.
And he just gives them his body and opened the door. Isn't that something? Look at that. Da Vinci. Just like it. Watch, another style of painting. You studied Van Gogh if you went to college. The famous artist Van Gogh. This is the way he painted.
So the spirits approach, and I feel the spirits. I feel their personalities. I can see them, and I can hear them. And when they think in what they want to do, my body responds of what they think.
Look at that.
But energetic strokes, the circular whisk.
They took him to an expert and let him examine him, and they say there's no way a person can do that in that length of time.
Say something. Vincent van Gogh, the first great Dutch master since the 17th century, between 1888 and next to Angela.
You see, this is an expert. Watch. She's in New York City.
A period of time, like, let's say, at least a few hours. And that artist would stand back and look at the work and then come forward and work and then go back. And here, Luis is doing this and just instantaneously making the decisions. It's just astounding.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's this? His feet. The finished product without looking, even signing it with the artist's signature. My soul. There's where kids are opening the door to Satan.
The latest tool being used to disciple children into the...
Harry Potter is nothing more than witchcraft 101. Being taught in the public schools, paid for with our tax dollars.
Are being introduced to human sacrifice, the sucking of blood from dead animals, and possession...
Oh, how many ways the devil's got coming in our lives. What I'm going to show you tonight ought to make you throw up or get fighting mad. Cartoons for little kids. South Park puts a TV program on there about Jesus and Pal making Jesus into like Jerry Springer. I'm going to let you see just a little bit about they're obsessed with Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you kids here tonight, South Park is of the devil. South Park is of the devil. South Park is the devil's way of getting in your life, of making you think Jesus is nobody. The cartoons nowadays are scary. I'll be doing a presentation on them next Sunday morning in our church, a week from tomorrow. Let me tell you something this evening. You watch this and weep, child of God, and pray that one day Satan will get his due, because it's going to happen.
Hands together and welcome the only man in town who always has a fully stocked wine cellar, Jesus Christ.
The only man in town that keeps a fully stocked wine cellar. Listen. Look how dumb they make him to the kids.
Hi. Okay. Beginning today, we're taking the show in a new direction. We've got some very interesting people coming on the show this week for you.
It's God's son. It's God's son. The Holy Lamb of God. That taketh away the sin of the world. The devil hates him. And the devil's using that TV and that music 24 hours a day, kids, to get in your life, to keep you away from the only one that loves you enough to die for you. That boy you're sitting beside tonight don't love you enough to die for you. That girl you're sitting beside tonight don't love you enough to die for you. Only Jesus. You pray now. Watch this.
Today's guest is three.
Remember, big, big, big.
You want to see blasphemy?
You've been listening to Michelle's incredible story of survival. Go on.
Videotapes.
What videotapes? Yay, my children. I am the way and the life.
You've seen Jesus and Pals. Now you've got to get the video. Jesus and Pals, too hot for TV. Things get a little out of control.
Hey, what do you think about that, people? Are you telling me you kids are Christians and you just sit there and watch them do your Lord like that and it don't bother you? Hey, something bad, wrong in your heart, kid. You need to turn that stuff off and get your Bible out and put your nose in that thing and get a hold of the real Jesus Christ. You say, you sound like you're mad. I am mad. I don't get mad at nothing but stuff like this who's against my best friend. Jesus is the one that saved me and forgave me and changed my life and put this calling on me that I'm showing you here tonight and that I'm these things that I'm giving you tonight. The Lord put that on me. And I don't appreciate them making fun of Him like He ain't in Jerry Springer's league, brother. He's higher than the highest. He's greater than the greatest. Nobody can compare with Jesus Christ. Aren't you ready? Watch what happens as the show gets wild.
Order now, only 19.
We're getting a big brawl here to make more fun of the Lord.
Back to Jesus and Pals. Jimbo, why do you think little Stanley lies?
I'll tell you why. Because he's on drugs and he worships the devil.
Jesus!
Wow. Now, Stanley, it sounds like your uncle's really worried about you.
Well, he did it because Keith molested me. Why, you...
Ain't that something?
Jesus! Okay, that's enough.
Listen to that. What's Jesus?
Let's all just make our way back to our seats. To apologize.
Now he comes on and apologizes for the fight that break out and said, in our idea of Hollywood, we're trying to reach fame and glory, and please forgive me, like he's a stupid person. Watch.
In our competition for ratings, we all lost sight of why we got into show business in the first place.
Yeah.
Listen to that. Watch what happens to...
Where is your producer?
I sent her away.
He sent his producer away, and watch how they joke about it.
Welcome to my dominion.
Take your hat off. Put your feet up. Me and Satan were just about to go shopping for furniture. Come on, Satan.
Okay, honey.
Help me now, mamas. You listen to me tonight, kids. What you're getting ready to see now is what he really looks like. You see it on TV and it looks like Britney Spears. You see him on TV and he looks like Ricky Martin. You see him on TV and he looks like Christina Aguilera. One day during the tribulation, he'll come down and call his forces together to take over the world. What you're getting ready to see now in just a moment is how he'll really looks.
I think it's too late for praying.
Snoop Doggy Dogg has the devil come into his room. Watch him turn into Jesus and then the devil. Jesus, see, and then the devil. Watch this, kids. Now, all you teenagers, listen to me. When you smoke pot, if anybody gives you a joint of pot, they see how he turned into Jesus, and you don't know if it's Jesus or the devil. Don't know if it's Jesus or the devil. Watch how Snoop Dogg believes that Satan gets into you. Watch it. He's smoking a joint of marijuana, and watch what the devil does. See, there's the devil. See the eyes? Watch. See that? You want to see it again? You know what happens to you when you go out there in a car and light up a joint? You can't see it, but this is what happens, kids. Watch. You're sucking the devil down your throat. When you drink alcohol, you're drinking liquid devil. You say you're crazy. This has made more sense than anything you've heard in the last 6 months. The psychiatrist ain't got no answer for what's wrong with the kids. Education don't have an answer for it. Science can't answer what's wrong with kids. Bless the Lord, I'm telling you what's wrong with this generation of kids tonight. Satan. You want to see him unmask? After wrecking our cars, our kids going homeless, little girls in crack houses sticking needles in their arms, selling their body for $5 to get another hit, a fix of cocaine or crack. You want to see our enemy? During the tribulation, he'll be there. There he is.
I have walked through history under many names.
That's what he really looks like.
This time, he's yours. Summon the powers of...
Brother, when he does, I'm telling you, all you know what's going to break loose. All things are going to change. They're going to be fighting. He's summoning the kings of the east, and he has power to call down fire from heaven, the Bible said. It's all going to take place. All these nightmare, scary horror shows are going to happen one day on this earth. After me and you, we that are saved, I'll be up in heaven with Jesus. I won't be down here looking at that. I'll be safe in the arms of the Lord. And brother, you can be too. But you hear me tonight. That's what's going to happen to you if you're still here. And watch him as he calls the armies into the battle of Armageddon for the great day of God Almighty. Prophesied in the book of Revelation. They're going to come 200 million strong out of the east. The Bible calls it the kings of the east. There's going to be war. Do you know where all the attention of America and the world is right now? Right there in that little spot, brother, called Jerusalem. Right there where the Garden of Eden was placed, where it all started. That's where it's all going to wind up one day. Satan has left his ugly footprints on this earth and on thousands of teenagers that are in hell tonight. And they're screaming for a drop of water on their tongue. But you here tonight, you're already getting warned. You hear me. You watch what the devil does as he calls the armies of hell together to fight the battle one last time. In the end of the tribulation, they're coming against the forces there in the valley of Megiddo, the Bible said. That's where we get the word Armageddon. It's in Revelation chapter 16 and 17. This stuff that's going on with the World Trade Center and Bin Laden, this is no accident. This is no accident, people. It's all prophesied in the book, and it's all going to wind up just like God Almighty said it would. One day with a great battle of God Almighty, the Bible calls it in the book of Revelation. It's going to be a horrible time. Blood's going to run up to the horses' bridles, the Bible said. And then you're going to see some terrible thing. The sun will not give her light. It's mid-daylight right there. And brother, everything's going to change. And everything's going to get worse and worse. Fighting and killing and destroying as Satan takes over the world. And his favorite thing is death. He said he cometh not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And as he brings these armies in there, when it looks like everything's over, when it looks like he's took over the world, when it looks like things are over and gone and the battle's done and that Satan will rule the world and make them take the mark of the beast on their forehead or on their hand, he's got it made.
He can defeat me.
He says, I am Lord. But suddenly, something's coming out of the sky. Something's going to come out of the sky, kids. And it's the one they've been cussing. And a bright light. And it said he'll destroy the Antichrist with the brightness of his coming. And the glory of his power. And to split that mountain. And the Mount of Olives will split from all the way down through it. And the Jews are going to look up. And they're going to see that he was Lord after all. And brother, thus coming of his coming, he's going to slay his enemies with the sword of his spirit. Amen. Brother, I've read the end of the book, and our side wins. Amen. Glory to God, he kills them by the millions. And the false prophet's going to be the sword, the double-edged sword. We'll take care of him. Amen? And brother, it's all going to wind up there in that valley of Megiddo. In Revelation 19:11, it said, behold, he set a door open in heaven. And behold, him that sat on him was on a white horse. And the armies of heaven followed him. That's me and you, glory to God. And boy, we're going to come down behind the Lord, getting up and down on our horses. We'll be back to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And buddy, you know what's going to happen on that day? You say, well, preacher, you've been preaching about doors opening for Satan. That's exactly right, buddy. There's going to be something happen here. The Bible said every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. The sorry low-down devil will have to get down and say that Jesus is Lord. Watch it. Something else is going to happen. Guess what? Another door Satan will open. This door is not sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This time God is going to open a door. And the Lord's going to uncover the pit. And a door is going to be open. And the devil be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever.
No!
He's the one that made rock and roll. He's the one that made you smoke pot. He's the one that caused their families to break up. He's the one that messed up our lives. He's the one that caused it all. Brother, thank God he's going to get what he deserves one day. To God, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. Thank God, that's one door we won't open. Amen. When God uncaps hell and drops him in there. Oh, I'm glad I'm saved. If you're not saved here tonight, you better get saved before you leave this place. Watch it. Let me ask you something here tonight, teenager. Is your name in God's book? If you're not saved here tonight, you're going to the same hell that Satan's going to. You can think we're crazy. You can call us old-fashioned. But one day, it's all going to turn out to be true. As I close tonight, I want to show you what the book says. You don't want to go to hell. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. I remember when he knocked at my heart. I remember when he knocked at my heart. I was 18 years old. I wouldn't take nothing for that day. Now you can open the door, but you open it to Jesus. Open it to Jesus. If you need to get sin out of your life, get it out. If you need to get saved, get saved. I wouldn't wait 5 minutes. 5 minutes from now, not be too late. Because our side is definitely going to win this thing. May God help you tonight, teenager, to come to Jesus Christ while you got a chance. It's amazing. I just get up and come on right now. Come on, just get up and come, teenagers. Move right now. Come on, kids, move. Move right now. Let the Lord help you tonight. Let the Lord help you tonight. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be embarrassed. Just get up and come right now. Come on. Come on. Let God help you tonight. Give me one light over here, boy. Just one light. Amen. There you go. Come on. We need some workers up here. Preachers and mamas and daddies that can pray. Come on, kids. Come on. Just get up. Come right now. Don't you let the devil trick you. Don't you let the devil keep you and take you to hell. Get up. Come on. Get saved tonight. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Come on. Come on. Move right now. Amen. Come on, kids. Mamas and daddies are coming. People coming. Don't you? Hey, don't worry about what somebody's going to think. You come. Make room for them here. Some of you men, come here. Stand right here. Make them go on around this way so everybody can get in the altar. Come on. Come on, teenagers. Come on, people from Kentucky. Come on, people from Maryland. Come on, you kids from Georgia. Come on here from Shining Light. Wherever you're from, let's come to Jesus. He's knocking at your heart's door tonight. He's knocking at your heart's door. Come on. Amen. Come on, kids. Come on right now. Come on right now. Move. Move right now. Move right now. Thank God there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. More than 99 just persons who need no repentance. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Come right now. Come right now. Amen. Make sure everybody gets somebody to deal with them now. Make sure everybody gets somebody to pray with them. Amen. Turn it all over the Lord buys you tonight. The devil don't care nothing about you. The devil hates you, girls. He hates you. He wants you in hell. Y'all just stay up here now. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Don't go back to your seat. Stay up here. Amen. Need some of our workers. Help me keep them up here because we're going to pray with them before they sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just stay up here. Everybody just stay up here. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Thank God for amazing grace. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. I'd get your heart right tonight if I was you. Come on tonight. Come on, just get up and come. God's not through here tonight. Some of you have been saved, but you've been fooling around with the devil. Come on tonight. Just stay up here, y'all. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Help me keep them up here, workers. Amen, boys. Amen. That boy got saved out here, man. Yeah. Thank God. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Don't sit down yet. Everybody just stay up here. Come on tonight, girls. Come on tonight. Come on tonight, friend. If you see somebody that needs help, one of you workers, get in, slip in here beside them. This might be the most important night of their life. Let God help you tonight. Come on. Come on right now. Come on right now. Let the Lord help you now. Let the Lord help you. Amen. Let the Lord help you. Let God speak to you right now. Let God speak to you right now. Come on. Amen. Come on, kids. Come on. Just stay up here now. We're not through yet. We're going to pray with you before you sit down. Come on. They're still coming. Somebody pray with these girls there. Amen. Come on. Just get up and come right now. Let God help you this evening. Amen. God's grace is amazing. Amen. Amen. Let God speak to you. Amen. You know, you're just an old sinner, but God will save you tonight. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many tattoos you've got. I don't care how much drugs you've done. The Lord will forgive you tonight and change you. He'll help you this evening if you'll let Him. Just stay up here now. Don't go back. Don't sit back down. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you before you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, there's rejoicing in the angel presence of the angels of God tonight. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Stay up here, kids. Stay up here. Amen. Turn him around now, Brother Roby. Turn him around. That old boy just got in there. Amen. Yeah. Just stay up here now. Stay up here. We're not through. Let God help you tonight. Let God help you tonight. Amen. Thank God His grace is amazing. Grace is amazing tonight. His grace is amazing. I'm glad God saves old sinners. Amen. Thanks be unto God tonight. Some of y'all ought to just haul off and let the Lord have his way. Amen. Woo! Woo! Yes! He's able. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's some more in here. God's not through here tonight. God's not through. Somebody else needs to come. Come on right now. Just get up and come. Get up and come right now. Yeah, man. Amen. Let God speak to you right now. Just stay up here. We're going to pray with you. Some still praying. We got a bunch still in the altar. Just stay up here now. Girls, come on. Come on. Boys, come on. Come on right now. Will you come? This might be the last chance. Listen, your life could go one way or the other because of what happened here tonight. This could tell your whole future, young lady. Your whole future could depend on what you do right now. Heaven, hell, not to mention a life of sorrow or a life of joy and victory. Would you come tonight? Come on. Hey, is there others back there? Back in the back. You need to come. Just get up and come on right now. Come on, get in on this. Get in on this tonight. Jump in the pool, like a preacher said. Jump in here tonight. Get in on it. Let God have you. Say, I went through all the last night. That don't matter. Come on again tonight. Get you another good dose. Thank God. It's amazing how God saves old sinners. Boy, don't leave. You're going to miss it. Don't leave. Act like you're at the movies. You wouldn't get up. You won't leave before the movie's over. Amen. Last part's the best part. Amen, girls. Boy, I'm telling you, I love to see these young people getting right. I've been praying for some of these for months and months and months. What a blessing. This might be the difference in how their life goes from this moment on. Amen. Think about that tonight, friend. Think about it. You think about that this evening. You let God speak to you. Give me one more light over here, brother, while these are still praying. One more light. They're still praying. Up this another one. Yeah, there you go.
As you cry, as you pray, God, I pray you hear prayer tonight, Lord.
Some of them still getting right. She's just playing softly. Something softly. On our choir, shining like choir, to make your way up here. Everybody else, stay right where you're at. Just stay right where you're at. Don't move unless you're in our choir. And I want you to get up here. Don't you leave tonight. Don't leave. Stay right where you are right now unless you're in our choir and you get up here. Never seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good. Our choir has grown. Y'all scoot up this way a little bit, girl. We'll have to put them in behind you. Everybody else, stay up here now. Stay up here. Don't sit down. God's speaking to your hearts here. Everybody just stay up here now. These still got a bunch of praying over here. We're not through here tonight. Good night. It ain't even 9:30. And you know what I think? I think there's some more people here tonight. Is that right? Amen. That girl just got in there. All you young people that go to our church, I'm praying for you. I get criticized for what you've seen and heard here tonight. But God knows my heart. And years ago, He broke my heart for young people. And that burden never has left me because the Lord put it on. I've seen preachers try to do different ministries and stuff, but the Lord didn't put them in it, and it don't work. The Lord put this in me. The Lord put this in me a long time ago. And He said His gifts and calling are without repentance. So be patient and pray for me. I'm doing what I can to try to reach these young people. I mean it. I ain't trying to impress nobody, but I sure would like to see them all get in. I mean, get in good. Shut the door, kids. You say, how do I keep the devil out of my life? Say no to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's it. Slam them doors shut. If you don't listen to me, the day will come when you'll regret it. The day will come when you'll regret it. You'll say, he was right, he was right, he was right. The day will come when you'll regret it. You can play smart here tonight. You can say, these don't know what they're talking about. They're overboard, he's cuckoo. But the day will come when you'll say, he was right, he was right, he was right. Because God's right. Because God's right. Some still praying. To sing a song here tonight. The Parker family sings. We're going to help them on the course. Now listen, how many of you just got saved tonight? You've never been saved. You just got saved tonight. Raise your hand. Raise them real high now so we can count you. Raise them real high. Don't take them down yet. Don't take them down. There's 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We had 14 last night. Is there anybody else? I think they still got some in the oven. Amen. All right, I tell you what we're going to do while these are praying. We're going to give you another chance. I want all of y'all to turn around and face these people. Turn around and face these people. You're not ashamed of what Jesus has done for you tonight. You're not ashamed of what Jesus has done for you. They're going to sing, I am so glad God saves old sinners. You don't have to be a good person. If you're a good person, there ain't no hope for you. He only saves sinners. If you say, I'm the sorriest person in here tonight, that don't matter. God saves those sinners. Go ahead, Kathy. Amen. Amen. He loves an old sinner like me. Now get the other lives, boys. The other lives. Amen. Say, I'm thrilled and amazed. Give me the life, devil. Turn it up now. Is that he would say? A sinner like me. Woo!
I jump on the tree. The rich in the palace. The poor and unlearned. And may not be free. Well, they all have a soul.
Sinner,
I'm
glad I ain't going to hell with the devil, ain't you?
Come on.
saved.
If Daddy would save.
Sinner like me.
Sinner like me.
Go ahead. Listen now.
Was I so bad? I needed forgiveness. Was I so long? And they
remain. Amen.
Well, I wasn't a sin. It lived in sin's prison.
Yes, sir. That was me.
I was as lost
as a sinner could be. But I am so glad.
I am so glad.
Let the Lord have His way, people. Enjoy being saved.
But the biggest surprise.
Come on, girls. Come on, boys. Let the Lord have His way. Listen now.
Was I so bad?
Was I that bad? Yes, sir. Was I that lost?
Was I so lost?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Well,
yeah, man. Yes, sir.
Woo!
I was in prison. Thank God He got me out. Amen. Let's hear it now. Everybody sing.
I am so glad God saved old sinners.
Come on.
I'm free and amazed. I set them free.
Yeah, help yourself, brother. Yeah.
His daddy would say,
sinner like me. Of course, everybody, turn it up now.
I am so glad.
Boy, I'm glad He saved me, ain't you? Thank God. Get in, kids. Get all the way in. Get all the way in. Amen. Boy, it's got to be saved. We ought to be happy that God saves old sinners. You know where you ought to be tonight? You know where I ought to be? In hell, waiting on the devil to get there. But He loved us and washed us from our sins. I love Him and I thank Him tonight. He's my hero. He's everything I've got. He's all I've got to live for. And that's all. And when He's done with me, I'm ready to go on. Amen. Get in, kids. Get all the way in. Get all the way in. Get all the way in. There's somebody holding back here tonight. There's some adults, married people, husbands and wives. You know Satan has done built up a stronghold in your life. Satan has entered in. You say, well, I'm saved, preacher. Don't give me that stuff. I believe you're saved, but don't you tell me the devil can't get a saved person. Don't dry up on me. I didn't say get your soul. He can't get your soul. He can get your hands, your eyes, your feet. You don't believe it? Read 1 Corinthians 5 when you go home. Saved man, brother. I turn him over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh. That's right. Ain't that right? You can let the devil take over your life. And some of you needs to hit this altar tonight. Don't be ashamed. Don't be stubborn. Don't be proud. Weep your way down here tonight and get delivered of whatever you need to get delivered on. That might not sound very Baptist, but I'm telling you, brother, these people got things got a hold of them bigger than they can get loose with them.
Right.
We're going to sing that second verse one more time. You're a teenager, you got on sex, you're on drugs, you're on rock and roll. There ain't but one way you can get out of it, and that's the blood of Jesus delivering you.
Amen.
Sing that second verse one more time. You come right now. Come on. Come on right now.
Was I so bad?
Right here's the answer.
I needed forgiveness.
Amen.
Was I so
come on, get up. Get up and come right now. Come on, just get up and come. Don't you be ashamed. Don't you be embarrassed.
Amen.
Yeah, Come on, girls. Come on. Come on. Just get up, jump. Let go tonight. Let the Lord have you. Sing. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, teenager. Come on, boys. I set them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinner is that he would say, a sinner like me. One more time. I'm so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed. Let the Lord have his way. In redeeming old sinner, a sinner like me. All right, there's just softly now. They're still praying on holy ground here. If you think this ain't stirred up the enemy, I mean, I'm not very pleased at all to do what I did tonight. I know I'm a target. I mean, he's after me. There ain't no doubt about it. But I figure if God's bigger and better than he is, God's big enough to protect me. And if the Lord gets through with me, I'm ready to go on anyway. And there ain't no telling what's liable to happen after this. But I know one thing. I know who's going to win this thing, bless God. And I know I'm on his side. I ain't stupid. I know who's going to win. I'm on his side. We've got oodles of prayer requests. We've got tons of people ask us to pray for people. All right, there's too many to name names. But I just want to give God the glory here tonight. Boy, I tell you what you ought to do. Go out and brag on Jesus and get on his side. Kids, listen, if you got any of that stuff I preached about tonight, get ready. You say, well, I like it. Well, you know, the devil ain't stupid. He ain't going to give you something you don't like. He's going to give you something you like, but then when he pull the mask off, he's going to look like he did our men to go at the end. That's what he really looks like. When they say, cool, listen to this CD, that's who's in the car with you. You understand? And you open up a door in your life for the devil. When they say, you want to smoke or you want to drink a liquor, that's what really you're doing. That's who's sitting beside you. And I tried to make you see that tonight. And I hope you did. Well, praise God. Boy, I'm telling you. There ain't no telling what's liable to happen here in the morning. We've had 27 people. That'd be some good gossip to spread around. Hey, you want to have some fun? You want to have some fun? Go to your motel, go home tonight, and call and say, guess what I heard about Danny Castle? And they'll say, wait. Let me get my pen. Wait. Let me get... Oh, boy. Now, tell me. They had 27 people saved last night. Oh. Well, let's talk about something else. Just do it for a good life. Amen. Let the Lord get the glory. That's who deserves it. Amen. I ain't nothing. Paul said, I'm nothing. Cephas nothing. Paul and Danny's nothing. We're just voices. That's all we are. The Lord's what matters. All right. Stay up here now. We got hot dogs and tater chips. We ain't got no hot dogs and no tater chips. What do we got? Cotton candy, snow cones. Would anybody like some nice bull food? Cookies. We have cookies, bless God. What we're going to be eating at the marriage supper. We done run out of food. Listen. Men, help us clean up out here. We're having church here tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Brother Jason Fuller will be preaching in the morning an unusual message. You've never seen a message like you're going to hear in the morning. I know you ain't never seen one like... Nobody's ever seen what you've seen tonight. This is the debut. But you come tomorrow morning, you're going to see an amazing thing tomorrow morning he's got ready for us. And then tomorrow night, wild man Timmy Hargrave will be preaching. Amen. You're going to love it. We're going to have a hallelujah time right here tomorrow morning. Bus workers, we're going to bring the kids in here first thing in the morning. Now be sure and go get cotton candy and drinks. We got plenty of Pepsi and stuff. Hold it, folks, please. Please hold it. Give me just 10 seconds. Brother Randy Kivett, that sung so great, get the other light up there. One of the top, two on each side. Two on each side on the top. No. Okay. Look, Brother Randy's got a huge display back there. He's got shirts, CDs. That's some good old-fashioned singing. And I've got the table set up there. One of you girls get the table back there. And there's preaching tapes, fellowship. Don't be in such a hurry. And God bless you till tomorrow morning at 10. You're dismissed. Amen.